Hello and welcome to Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
We had a new episode last night.
Who are you?
I'm Jack.
That's right. You didn't do your...
I forgot to give my name. I forgot my name. I'm Jack.
And I'm Cindy.
And you kicked the table again.
I'm sorry, all our...
Before we go on, though...
Yes?
If you like what we're doing here, give us a thumbs up. It helps us move up.
People that are listening that are on the podcast, you can't give a thumbs up.
But you can give us a good review on iTunes.
That's true.
Also, subscribe.
Subscribe. It doesn't cost anything to subscribe.
No, we don't send you anything.
We don't send anything in the mail.
Maybe $1,000. Maybe.
You think?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
There could be... Just keep looking for the check for $1,000. But if you could do that, we'd really appreciate it.
We do appreciate that.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, it was on Monday night.
It was Monday night.
Today, and it was movie night.
Yes. I'll have my complaint at the end.
You can do your complaint at the end?
I'll complain.
Okay,
I have a complaint at the end.
You do. Okay.
Which is unusual for me to have.
It is. Oh, totally unusual for you. Hello.
So, anyway, we start off with Lauren and Gleb doing the tango to Pretty Woman.
Which, I love that movie. I like Julia Roberts anyway as an actress, but I thought it was really good. Did you like it?
I liked it.
Did you?
I like her personality.
I did too. I think she's got a great personality.
Well, I like the fact she didn't want her dad thinking she was a prostitute.
Yes, I know. No, and I think she didn't want, because it was like sexy moves and stuff like that. I don't think it was just the prostitute part. I think it was also because of all the sexy moves, you know. Because, you know, I don't know this because I didn't have a father. But I'm sure for girls, I'm sure our girls feel the same way to their dad.
I had a dad, my dad never had a problem with it.
Anyway, I'm sure there's certain things that, you know, you want to make sure your dad thinks of you a certain way, and those are just things that, you know, you're not comfortable that your dad, you know, seeing. So I get that.
And there's things I go, I don't need to know that.
You used to always say, guy in the room, if we were talking about girl stuff.
I gotta leave, even though there's some stuff that, you know, you listen to.
But still.
Anyway, I thought it was a much better dance than what Carrie Ann thought.
I know. Carrie Ann seems to be, like, a little stingy with marks. Anyway, I thought, she had great enthusiasm. She was happy to do it. She looked like she was just enjoying herself. I thought the choreography was awesome.
They worked
really well together. I loved it. And I definitely didn't think, because what did Carrie Ann give her?
Well, we have Carrie Ann with a 6.
I didn't think it was a 6.
Ooh.
Well, if you guys agree with me, I think it was at least a 7.
And Lennon, I agreed with Lennon Bruno.
Yes, those were 7s. Yeah.
But, you know, you're the first, again, we've talked about this 100 times.
Yes, being the first.
First one out, the scores always seem to be a little low.
Right.
But I thought, Carrie Ann, come on. A 6?
Yeah.
Anyway.
But what I liked about it, real quick, is it wasn't the normal, like, serious music and stuff like that in the tango. I love sometimes when they do that, where they take different themes of the music, and it's not as serious. I really like the tango to this kind of style that they do.
I thought 7s across board would have been fair, but Carrie Ann disagreed with us.
All right.
And what does she know?
She's only, like, a 2-time
Is she doing, like, a vidcast every week in, like,
a
podcast?
It's not a vidcast, it's a vidlog.
Well, vidlog or whatever.
It's not a vlog, it's vlog.
Vlog and a podcast at the same time?
No.
It shows you, by the end, why we're so tired.
That's right. Okay.
Because we're doing 2 shows.
And one.
All right. Next up, we have Hannah and Alan doing the rumba to Bridesmaid.
Yes.
Bridesmaids? That's what I wrote down.
No, she was a bride. Her bridesmaid, she's a maid.
I thought it was from the movie Bridesmaid.
Was it from the movie Bridesmaids?
That's what I wrote down.
Oh, then you might know more than I do. I don't pay attention to that. That's your job, not mine. Mine's
since
just to show
I,
up
since I
the
wrote
fabulous.
Down bridesmaid, maids, you know. Anyway, they're the rumba. I think they're a cute couple.
Yeah, she's like a maid of honor in her friend's wedding, and so they brought up, are you guys romantically linked? Okay, he needs to stop getting like this, because he's good, because he was supposedly romantically linked to the other person he was with. So is he going to go from every partner be romantically linked, or is it because he's so cute, adorable?
Are they trying to do that, though, because it seems like he's getting the cute young girl, like his age, maybe to get, you know, I'm sure it's all about it. Are we keeping you awake?
Yes, you are.
It's all about numbers.
True.
So people like, you know, some people like, are they, aren't they, you know, are they going to fall in love?
Right.
Are they not going to fall in love?
And she's a cute girl.
I mean, she smiles the whole time.
Yes, she does. She's adorable. And what kind of dance would they do? Oh, the jive.
No, the rumba.
Oh, the rumba? Oh, yeah, you're right, rumba. She did great hip actions. They were talking about, they were talking about her upper body was really well, because she took ballet, so she's very good with her hands like that. They felt her lower body wasn't rumba enough.
Well, she took ballet. Wouldn't the lower half body be better? I guess because your legs have to be...
No, because I think in ballet, I don't know, I took ballet, but not for any reason except to improve my skating. I think in ballet, you worry about, you know, the bottom half of your body's probably a little more... not stiff, but more controlled.
Oh, okay. Not...
Right. So that's, they felt
that's
like
my dancing.
And that is very good dancing for you.
Anyway, she got sevens across the board. I thought that was fair.
Yeah.
I thought it was fair.
Yeah.
That was a good dance. Still, she's probably in the top three dancers, I think, right now.
I would agree with you.
We have Koromo and Jenna doing the jive. I thought it was better than what they gave him.
You could see some of it. Like, he was, like, a couple times I felt like he was, like, almost, like, leaning over her when he was dancing. And he missed a couple steps. And
He did, because even he admitted at the end he kind of screwed up.
Yeah.
I did see that. But
I don't think it was definitely not his best. Wasn't his best dance.
No, but I thought because it started out good.
I thought
it started
out great.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It was fast.
I think though, because I really noticed it with it having his two different color legs they had black and white outfit, so they had two different colors on the two legs. You didn't notice mistakes so much when on the side that was darker, but the lighter side leg, you could really see the difference in his leg, leg mistakes like that. And I thought it stood out more. So I don't think that was a good idea to have different color light and dark as far as your costume goes, and I think it emphasizes legs problem.
So costume designers cost him
and
some points.
And the other thing is it wasn't, I don't know if he just got caught up from last or the week before not doing the best he did last week. What am I doing?
You keep hitting the table. So
I'm not hitting the table.
Well, it keeps shaking back and forth.
Well, maybe it's you. There's no room here. You got like the whole section. You gave me like this much room.
All right, I'll back
look it. Look it. That's all I got.
Nobody wants to listen to you fight.
Okay. Anyway, you sure?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty sure.
Anyway,
I don't want to listen to
it. I just think it wasn't his best, and he just didn't seem as confident. I don't know if it was the week before that caused him to be that way, but I didn't.
Well,
enjoy
he came
the dance
in with a
all.
Great attitude. I don't know. I thought. Well, anyway, Carianna 5, Lena 5, and Bruno
a 6.
I agreed with Bruno. I thought it was at least worth it.
I thought it was 5s.
All right. Okay.
I thought it was 5s.
All right. I'm not going to start a war here. Next up, we have Ali and Sasha doing the rumba to Selena.
This was excellent.
Yeah.
She was really good.
Maybe you think because last week she did really well. It was a confidence boost. Now she's hit her stride. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a little early to be hitting your stride already.
Well, no, I mean, because at first she was kind of shaky. I mean, first couple weeks she was kind of shaky. Not first week she was shaky. Second week she seemed to...
It's our third week, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So she seemed to be getting a little more confident.
I just think it was her kind of song. I think it was her kind of routine. I think it made her to be more mellow, more calmer. And I think she performed that way, and I think it looked better. I think when she does things with fast music, she gets too excited about it, and maybe she thinks she needs to be the speed, but you don't, just because the music is fast doesn't mean you have to dance at the same speed as the music.
Really?
No, it has to do with the count.
Oh, okay.
And the rhythm, and there's rhythm in there. You just wrote on me.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, but yeah, I thought it was really good. The outfit was nice. I thought everything about it was fabulous. Her hair was like Selena in the movie.
I thought it was fantastic, and she got 8s.
And well deserved.
Across the board.
That's
a high score. Is that one of the highest scores?
So far.
Of
yeah.
the season. I mean.
No, not the season.
Well, anyway, we have James and Emma doing A Star Is Born to the Rumba.
I love this song, Shadow, that Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper sang. It took me a while to watch this show because I knew the ending already, and I was in a not frame of mind to really see something sad. But
spoiler.
I know. But he was very excited, and it was cute. They did like the interview. Did you watch the interview with his wife? And he's like, I'm dedicating this to you. It's to his wife. And his wife's like, who else are you going to dedicate it to?
Yeah, it was funny.
That was hilarious. But
here he is. He as a guy, he's thinking, okay, this is going to be loving and sweet.
Yes.
On national TV.
Right.
There's like 12 million people watching.
Exactly.
I'm going to give her and she goes,
like, who else are you going to dedicate it to? I thought
that whatever.
Was perfect. That's something you would have said to me if I would have said that to you. Something you would have called, like, who else are you going to do it to?
I would not.
Yes, you would.
No.
Anyway,
no.
He's definitely in his element. He was awesome in this dance. What did he do? He did the rumba, too?
Rumba. But he said in the first week that he loves this. He loves the theater. He loves the crowd.
Yeah.
And he feeds off it.
Yes.
And I thought it was a great dance. I thought he did a great job.
Yeah. What was reasoning to Len giving a 7? Because we got 2 8s and a 7. I thought it was 8s across the board.
You never know with Len.
That's true.
He's cranky.
He is cranky.
We had Carrie Ann an 8, Len a 7. I thought 8s across the
board.
8s
across the board,
and
definitely.
Bruno an 8.
8.
Next up, we have Kate and Pasha doing the quick step to 9 to 5. Now,
9 to 5.
Now, when you first saw, did you think she was doing Annie?
I thought that or Lucille Ball.
Well, what movie was Lucille Ball? I mean,
oh, that's right. I forgot she wasn't in any movie.
She was in movies, but it was...
can't remember any...
She was in a movie with Henry Fonda.
Oh, that's right.
They had all the kids.
Yeah, you're right.
The whole time I'm thinking, 9 to 5? I go, that's Annie. the sun will come out tomorrow.
But I think the way she... Anyway, again, she surprises me every time she comes out. She is fabulous.
You know, we've said she can't win this. Can she win it?
I think she can.
She's improving each week.
Yes.
She's...
Has a phenomenal attitude. She has a perfect.
great personality.
Yes.
And just, again, she's... We keep saying this. I don't think of Meredith anymore.
No,
she's
exactly.
dancing because you don't think of, okay, she's sauced and drunk
right.
in the corner.
Right.
She's good at this.
Right. No, I agree with you. She's excellent.
She's a good show person.
Yes,
she is.
She's
good at it.
Yeah, she knows how to perform well. Again, I'm sorry. I never really liked her as a character in Office. I feel bad now that I never liked her.
I don't think you were supposed to like her.
Oh, is that what it was?
Okay. Well, she wasn't supposed to be hated, but she wasn't like someone you want to hang out with.
Right.
Right?
But she just has such great rhythm. I mean, she's in her 50s. I don't know if she's 50 or in her 50s.
I thought 52.
Okay, anyway.
I could be wrong.
What dance did she do? She did the
quick step.
Quick step, which is not an easy dance.
No.
It's fast-paced. I thought it was perfect. And
from start to finish.
Start to finish. Yes, I would agree with you. She just as smooth all the way through. Perfect.
Yeah, so anyway, hats off to her. Eights across the board, well-deserved.
Exactly.
And at this time, we're going to take a commercial break. Next up, we have Lamar and PETA doing Cha-Cha to Risky Business.
Yes. Another one. We love that movie.
I love Risky Business.
Yes.
You know, once in a while, you got to say, what the heck?
That's right. And Kobe Bryant called him to give him a pep talk, get him going.
And it didn't seem to work.
No, it didn't.
Well, you know, what I didn't like, and I realized... But he does the, you know, how the famous scene where Tom Cruise
slides
comes,
across.
Comes,
yeah.
Well, Joel comes, his name Joel, comes across in his underwear with the microphone,
right.
You know, pretend microphone.
Right.
He slides.
Right.
Well, he's wearing tennis shoes.
Yes.
So he just kind of stops.
Yeah.
And then he stops. Then he gets up and he does something
right.
on the couch, kind of lip syncs and stuff, which I thought was cool. I didn't think the dance was.
I thought it was. It started out, I thought, better than any
yes.
of his dances so
yes.
far. I was like, oh, look it. He's getting his rhythm. He's getting into character. He's getting it. He's excited about doing it. He feels confident, and he's going and going. And then you're like, ah.
You think
poor little fella.
Because he has memory loss. He has a problem with that. You think it maybe towards the end because it seemed like you said it, at the beginning he was.
I'm like, okay.
I mean, it wasn't like, oh my god, this is outstanding.
Right.
But it was so much
better
than
the other
two dances.
Right.
And then towards the end, he just started to fade.
Yes, he did.
And just started losing.
It was his office.
And you
office
can see
footwork.
PETA. You almost can see PETA trying to talk to him.
Right.
You know, the
to
different
help him
steps.
Do it. Right.
And again, I don't know if he deserved fours across the board. I mean, at this point you feel so bad for him.
Right.
Because he's a successful athlete. You know, he's won world championships. He's, you know, he reached the show. He was, you know, the best of the best in the
right.
NBA. And to not be able to, and you can see it upsets him.
Yes, it does.
Again.
Well, he's a competitor.
He's,
so
he's
not
competitor.
Being the best in something,
yeah.
I'm sure does bother him.
Well, he doesn't, not only does not have to be the best, he's clearly the worst.
Right.
I mean, you have a couple bad dancers, and he's clearly.
Out of all of them?
Out of
I would
all
say
he's
the bottom.
He's the worst. And he,
yes.
And you can see it's upsetting
him. But you can
him.
See that if he would just get a little more confidence and something just happens to jive where it will work for him, I think. You're going to see maybe if he stays around a little bit, maybe a good dance out of him. Because I was like, ah, he's going to have a good dance. And then halfway through, he didn't. So I was just like, okay, he's going to get this. And so I think there's still a good dance in there for him somewhere.
It just
hasn't been there yet.
It did bother me when he did the slide. I go, well, what's the point of doing that if you're not going to slide? Why couldn't he dance with his socks?
Oh, I then he would have been really slipping all over the place.
I guess. I don't know. I guess it is what it is. But anyway, he got fours across the board and stated, oh, you know, Ray Lewis getting hurt kept him from going home, I believe.
Yeah, I believe so, too.
I think even PETA's like going,
I'm doing everything I can.
She's doing everything she can. She's you know, keeping, she's professional, but she's
right.
keeping.
Right.
But I don't think they're going to be around much longer. Next up, we have Sailor and Val doing the tango to Mamma Mia. Because it's from ABBA.
Yes.
And you don't like
ABBA. I don't like ABBA.
You don't like ABBA.
I don't like
Who
ABBA.
Who doesn't like ABBA?
I don't like ABBA. I'm sorry.
Right. Anyway.
And I don't want any hate emails or like that. I'm not an ABBA fan.
Well, you know, I remember when we first talked about that, I posted on the Jane Jack Facebook page and everybody agreed with you.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of ABBA.
Who doesn't like ABBA?
I don't know. I'm just not a fan. But I thought it was cute because I guess it's her mom and her favorite movie that they watched together. And I loved her outfit. Her costume was absolutely fabulous.
It was to die for.
It was fabulous. And she just is just coming out looking great. I think it was just a great routine.
Improving each week.
Again, it was a fun little music, but it was a tango, and I thought it was cool. She didn't get, you know, she didn't get as many rehearsal weeks as the other stars did. And so I thought it was really good. And I see her, you know, in the top five.
Yeah, I would agree. I thought she did a great job. Of course, not Carrie Ann. Carrie Ann didn't think that. No.
Yeah, Carrie Ann gave her a 7. I think it was a 7.
Well, what's up with that, Carrie Ann? What's
I
up with
it was
that? Anyway,
at least an 8.
I almost said Mamma Mia. Lynn and Bruno gave 8s.
8.
So I'm cool with that, but yes. I thought it was 8s crossword. Hats off to her. She's doing a great job. She was doing it for Meryl Streep and her mom.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. Next up, we have Kel and Whitney doing the rumba to the Titanic.
I never let you go, Jack.
And they're like, get away from me! They're coming to rescue me! Go!
You ruined that movie for me, babe. You ruined that movie.
Well, you know, it's funny how years later, everybody came up with what I was... We walked out of the theater. I said, they both couldn't get on that door. And I go, I'll never let you go. But the minute they... Is anybody out there? Is it... anyway.
Yeah,
they both could have got on the door. And they both could have lived forever. But
yes, anyway.
But you know what? When she dies, though... When she dies, who does she go to her husband?
I don't know.
No, she goes to what? Jack.
Oh, when she dies in her old age?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the husband she spent 30 or 40 years with. She goes to Jack.
It's her first love.
Okay, all right. That's okay. I'm just thinking that her husband's probably sitting there going, I know she's dying today. Where's she at? Anyway, I thought this was a good dance.
Right. I would agree. I think it was with Lynn. He was saying his bottom body wasn't really rumbling a lot like he thought he should do.
He wasn't rumbling.
Whatever. I don't know if I'm saying that right or wrong.
Rumbling.
I'm exhausted, so I'm probably just sounding like a silly willy. I personally didn't like it. It wasn't as bad. I liked the music. I thought the routine was pretty good. I thought it was, they looked well together, but I just didn't think it was one of his best dances. It wasn't him.
All right. Carrie Ann gave him a 7. I thought it would deserve a 7. But I guess you lean more towards Lynn with a 6.
And
Bruno, a 7. I thought it was a good dance. But anyway, that's just me. And last up, we have Sean and Lindsay doing the cha-cha from Saturday Night Fever. I don't know if I would have picked this movie for Sean.
No, I know. Did you see it? Oh, I hit the thing. I'm sorry, people. When he was doing the walking part, I'm just like, he is pigeon toed. So I think that must be hard when you dance. Because he was doing the walk down the street. His feet were pigeon toed.
You can tell, by the way.
Anyway, he's having a blast, though. He really is, you know. Again,
and all the other contestants seem to like him and stuff like that, so...
It was nice to see everybody get along. It's nice to see people all being friendly.
It is nice that people get along. They're having a good time.
Right.
He seems to be having a good time.
Having fun.
I think Lindsay's
doing the best she can do.
Best she can. You know... Did he deserve the scores? Probably.
Yes.
Because he's just so stiff.
So stiff.
And like I said, it's I don't know if I would have gone with that song for him. Because John Travolta did a great job in Saturday Night Fever.
Well, John Travolta is a professional, well, I don't know, a professional dancer, but he's a phenomenal dancer. I mean,
he did Urban Cowboy.
Right,
he did
a lot of great things.
He's very talented.
I mean, I'm sure no one's thinking that he was going to be like John Travolta.
I know, but it's one of those things where you go, okay, why would you take that dance for him?
Okay.
I mean, I know it's give him a movie like.
What would you pick him? I don't think any movie you pick, he's not going to do a good job. He doesn't have any rhythm.
Flipper.
Is Flipper a movie?
Yeah, they did Flipper the movie.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I don't know. Okay. That just was off the top of my head. But anyway, he got 5s across the board.
And I think that was well deserved.
I think it was well deserved.
I mean, there was a little glimmer of some things he did well. When they talk about some of the things he did with his hands that he did well.
Well, I liked how he was on the plane. He was watching the clips of Saturday Night Fever. And
he thought he could do that. The Russian split or whatever
that thing
is called?
They tried it once and Lindsay said no.
Yes.
So at least she was smart enough to say, look, you can't do that.
Yes.
So, but it's fun and they're having a good time and it at least he's trying.
Yes, you got to give him credit for trying.
That's all you can ask for.
That's all you can ask for. I can say though, you're a better dancer than him.
Yeah, I can at least move.
Yes,
somewhat.
Yes.
Anyway, so we come down, this is where my complaint is.
What's your complaint?
They're rushing everything at the end.
Again, as
and,
always.
And they're making it seem like, oh my God, someone's going to, the bottom two, these, now they could have announced the bottom two, but what they should have said, the bottom two are safe.
But we didn't really talk about Ray.
Oh, we forgot to talk about Ray Lewis, who tore a tendon, right?
Is that, yeah, like four of them, right? Three or four?
Three tendons.
Oh, three? Okay.
So him and Cheryl are done.
Right. Oh, my gosh, Cat. Can you hear the cat?
I'm
sorry,
cat.
People, if you can hear the cat.
Cat's like, he doesn't like to be alone.
No.
But yeah, I forgot about Ray Lewis and Cheryl, but we knew that nobody was going home.
Right.
And then they try to make it seem like somebody was going home. They're rushing it at the end like they always have to. And you're all safe.
Right.
Well, what's the point of that?
Right.
Go slower. Tell us, you know, it's okay. All that different stuff. But anyway, the bottom two were Lamar and PETA, which deserve, and then Kill and Whitney.
It stopped.
It didn't stop.
Are you sure? Who's your favorite wife? Leave it in. It's funny.
Okay. Anyway, so...
You're frustrated with me. I'm sorry,
so,
people.
Anyway, so... Kill and Whitney and that whole thing and blah, 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 but they... Nobody went home.
No,
but I guess
home.
The scores will... From
yeah,
tonight,
of course, the scores will, from Monday night will add up till the other Monday night.
So that, but again, did anyone really think anybody was going home?
I don't think so.
Because it was, he didn't get hurt till the last minute, right?
I think so, because they were practicing. I forgot what he was going to be. Oh, he was going to, what's his face? And said the, what was the, remember we
Richard.
Had, Richard did the champion, and it was your favorite movie. Ferris Bueller's
Day Off.
Yes.
That's not my favorite movie.
What's one of your favorite movies? I wasn't crazy about the movie.
You don't like good movies.
No, but it did the whole thing where the singing of the shake it up, baby. Now, and that's,
shake
you know, how many
up,
times
baby.
You should do that in the when we used to work at the rink for the kids to sing the song through.
Well, I used to like them to do when they twist and they would scream, and it would, the food court would get mad and call and complain. And I always did it just to get them to call and complain.
Yeah, you wanted to be as loud as they could be because our old rink was in the middle down below, and then above was a food court circling the whole area. And so they used to always complain about us, but you thought it was hilarious to make the crowd be loud. Those are the days where, you know, in the 80s when it was, you know, you would have 500-600 skaters on the rink, and you would do different, a lot of fun games with them. And one of his favorite, many favorite games, but one was always to make them scream. You know, you had screaming trios, you had all kinds of things, and your goal was to get when somebody from the food court, one of the food places, to call us.
Because I flat out told him in a meeting, I go, without us... You don't exist.
Exactly.
And it was true.
So anyway, so that was your favorite. So with that song, I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, you would have loved that. You would have really, you know, it would have been fun. Like, it was your favorite song, the whole thing. And anyway.
Anyway. But nobody went home.
Nobody went home.
And they kind of rushed at the end. Yes. It's like, you know, again, they spend too much time in the beginning. Like the first person.
They just don't have good time management.
No.
Like they, I understand it's
live.
So and I get that. But you still know the clock
and
runs.
You have to get your 5,000 commercials in to pay
well,
for
they
it.
Well,
get
paid.
I get it.
So I would think you would know after, okay, maybe the first time you don't get it. Maybe the second time. But by then you should be like, okay, we got to allocate the time a little better. Someone's got to be off the side with the time management telling them that they can go or not go. I don't know. That's my biggest complaint about the show is that I feel like it starts out how I want it to be, and then they just lose too much time, and then by the time you get to the end, they're rushing through
what
everybody.
What show is after? Why don't they just like show a rerun or something after so they don't get to it? If they go over, say, 5-10 minutes, who cares?
Well, let's not finish the show after.
But I'm just saying, what show? I don't even know what show's on after.
I don't know either.
After.
We don't have cable, so I don't know.
So
that's
I don't
why
know.
We have to wait till Wednesday to do this stuff.
Yeah, so there.
So there.
Anyway, that's what we got.
I'm still enjoying it.
All right. I'm having fun because, you know, the contestants are having fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel bad for Lamar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost...
And I felt bad for Ray Lewis, because I think he really, really wanted to be a part of this. But, you know, he's got to walk, he's got to do things, and it was an old injury they did in 2010. And so, I mean, when they showed his foot live, what was the blood from? Was it just bleeding at that moment? Or
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just felt bad for him. And I'm sure that's a common thing for football players, is their feet, right? Because I'm sure there's all kinds of things that they either push
well,
off
basketball
and do stuff.
Players, football
yeah.
players.
Right. Skaters, everybody, I guess.
Skaters.
You can use your feet to walk, so I guess...
Swimmers.
Wouldn't it be their shoulders?
I don't know.
Okay, you beat a smarty pants.
Anyway, that's what we have. Again, give us a thumbs up, subscribe, all that fun stuff. We'll be back next week. We're trying to figure out a way to get this done on Tuesday.
We still haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, but we're working.
Well, you're busy. You do many podcasts plus your YouTube channel, and so you're busy. And so, you know, and you do other things. So by the time we get home, we're trying to figure out how to do it all, and you usually are... And I've been busy on Tuesday night, so we haven't been able to do it Tuesday night because I've been busy, so we have to before you do your other stuff. So anyway, it's just it's a crazy thing, but we appreciate you taking the time to listen and watch us. And
again, if you don't like what we're doing, tell us what you don't like.
Please.
Maybe it's Cindy. I don't know. Could be.
Can be. I'm fabulous.
Anyway, that's all we got. Next, if you're watching this, you might want to stop because the rest of it's going to be about the podcast. So just...
But thank you. Give us a thumbs up and subscribe.
But, you know, if you like this show, you can go to iTunes, give us a good review. a 5-star review. We don't want the a 4 or 3 or 2. We just don't want that. But we think you can shop Amazon. Go to Amazon.
Yes, right. Go to jayandjack.com. Click on the Amazon link above. It goes right to your Amazon account. We just ordered 400 plastic balls for our granddaughter. It was a great deal. It was pretty cheap. Yeah. And I clicked it, so we get.
Well, it's for all the grandkids.
For all the grandkids.
But she's the one over here.
All the time. Right. So we have a little ball pit. So, you know, like I said, it just goes right to your account and it doesn't do anything. And then every little bit helps all our podcasters, which is nice.
It's nice. And then also you can become a patron. Go to the same thing. Just go to jayandjack.com. Click on the patron from $1 to $1 million. We don't care. But we thank everybody who watches, everybody who listens. And this time we're going to thank Tack from Paris, Eckhart Richter Glaffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier, and Drake.
Drake
the Destroyer.
Yes, you almost forgot him again.
No.
Okay, he's being funny.
No, I'm just being funny.
Oh, you're not funny.
Well, he destroyed me, so.
That's right, that's what you call him, Drake the Destroyer. Well, let me tell you that story one day. It was a funny story.
Hey, we'll tell that story one day. If you want, it's on the old RCAD cast back in May.
Yes.
So that's all
that's
we got.
A great story.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
We'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.